The Great Influenza, the epic story of the deadliest plague in history. The dawn of modern medicine. In the early 20th century, a revolution was brewing in American medicine. For centuries, doctors had relied on tradition and superstition rather than science. But a small group of physicians and researchers were determined to transform medicine into a rigorous, evidence-based field. At the forefront was William Henry Welch, a brilliant pathologist who helped establish Johns Hopkins as the premier medical institution in the country. Welch and his colleagues believed that careful observation, experimentation, and laboratory research were the keys to understanding disease. They trained a new generation of doctors to approach medicine scientifically. This shift came just in time. In 1918, the world would face its greatest medical challenge, a pandemic that would infect a third of the global population and kill tens of millions. The scientific foundations laid by Welch and others would be put to the ultimate test. The virus emerges. In early 1918, a new and unusually deadly strain of influenza virus began to spread. It likely originated in Haskell County, Kansas, jumping from birds to humans. From there, it traveled with soldiers to army camps across America. At first, the virus caused typical flu symptoms, fever, body aches, fatigue. But as it spread and mutated, it became far more lethal. Young, healthy adults were especially vulnerable. Their powerful immune systems often overreacted, flooding their lungs with fluid. Many victims died within hours or days of their first symptoms, their skin turning blue from lack of oxygen. By fall, the virus had circled the globe. It struck in waves, each deadlier than the last. In Philadelphia, 4,500 people died in a single week. Bodies piled up faster than they could be buried. Other cities experienced similar horrors. The pandemic overwhelmed medical systems and challenged scientific understanding. Doctors struggled to treat patients and researchers raced to identify the pathogen responsible. But the virus moved faster than human knowledge. Science versus the pandemic. As the pandemic raged, a small army of researchers mobilized to fight it. At their disposal were new tools of modern medicine microscopes, animal studies, and laboratory techniques for isolating microbes. Paul Lewis, a brilliant young scientist, worked tirelessly to develop a vaccine. He injected himself with experimental serums, risking his own life in pursuit of a cure. Oswald Avery sought to understand the underlying biology of the virus. Their colleague Anna Williams isolated what she believed was the responsible bacterium. But the influenza virus proved elusive. It was too small to be seen with existing microscopes. It mutated rapidly, confounding attempts at a vaccine, and it killed with terrifying speed, leaving little time for study. Still, the scientific approach yielded insights. Researchers learned that masks and quarantines could slow the virus's spread. They discovered that secondary bacterial infections were often the ultimate cause of death. While a cure remained out of reach, their efforts laid the groundwork for future advances in virology and immunology. Society under siege. The pandemic didn't just attack human bodies, it threatened to unravel the fabric of society. As deaths mounted, essential services broke down, hospitals overflowed, businesses closed, corpses went uncollected. Fear and suspicion spread as quickly as the virus. People avoided all contact, even with loved ones. Wild rumors and folk remedies proliferated. Citizens lost faith in authorities who seemed powerless to stop the onslaught. In Philadelphia, Public Health Director Wilmer Krusen insisted on allowing a massive Liberty Loan parade to proceed, despite warnings from doctors. Within days, the city was overwhelmed with dying patients. Krusen's decision likely cost thousands of lives. Similar missteps occurred nationwide as leaders prioritized the war effort and economic concerns over public health. Troop ships became floating Petri dishes. War bond rallies turned into super spreader events. Censorship and false reassurances left citizens unprepared for the pandemic's fury. Yet amid the breakdown, many rose to the occasion. Doctors and nurses worked themselves to exhaustion. Neighbors cared for the sick and orphaned. Volunteers dug graves and delivered food. Human resilience shone through even in humanity's darkest hour. The pandemic's long shadow. By 1920, the pandemic had largely burned itself out, but its effects lingered for decades. Millions of children were orphaned. Economic productivity plummeted, and the virus lived on, circulating in milder forms and shaping the evolution of seasonal flu. The pandemic transformed medicine and public health. It revealed gaps in scientific knowledge and the need for robust health systems. In its wake, virology emerged as a vital field of study. Governments established new agencies to monitor and respond to disease outbreaks. On a deeper level, the pandemic shook faith in human progress and institutions. It demonstrated nature's power to humble even advanced societies. And it raised profound questions about how we respond to collective tragedy. A century later, as COVID-19 swept the globe, many of the lessons of 1918 resonated anew. Once again, society grappled with the need for social distancing, the role of leadership in crisis, and the delicate balance between public health and economic concerns. The story of the 1918 influenza pandemic is ultimately one of human fragility and resilience. It reveals both the limits of our control over nature and our capacity to face even the darkest challenges with courage and ingenuity. As long as infectious disease threatens humanity, the legacy of the great influenza will endure.